days. Well, we are talking about a very special event, which is coming up tomorrow. It is the third annual Heap of Jeeps Festival, and the proceeds helping out the Helping His Hands Disaster Relief. And I'm happy to be joined by a special guest this morning, John Yoakum, Scott Shipman, joining me this morning. Gentlemen, first of all, good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Appreciate you guys coming in and talking about this event and the proceeds and, of course, Helping His Hands. So let's... John, let's start with you. First of all, we'll get to the event, obviously, but since you are our business of the day, Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, why don't you tell us how things are going at the dealership right now? I mean, you know, you've been at the new location. I'm assuming things are going well and you're getting acclimated and everything.
Yeah. We've had the new building up for about a year and a half now, so kind of getting all the kinks worked out of it and everything, and everyone's getting to know where we're at and using our service and everything. So we're blessed to be over there and having a good year. So
very good. My favorite part personally, though, is the Quip Lube, you know, oil change, because you don't have to have any reservation. You just stop and there you're ready to go. I love it.
Yep. Our service has increased tremendously since we've gotten the new building, and that express line oil change is great because you can come in anytime you want. We're open 6 days a week there. We're open till 6 o'clock in the evening, so that way no one has to make an appointment. They can come in whenever they need it. So,
all right, very good. Now, so of course, you, your dad, everybody over there is well known for their community involvement, and tomorrow's going to be a perfect example of that. It's the third annual Heap of Jeeps Festival. Why don't you tell folks about that?
Yeah, so like what you just said, it's our third year doing the Heap of Jeeps. It's a pretty much a good way to get all the Jeeps around in the counties around us together. We go on a poker run, and all the proceeds are to help Helping His Hands here in Vincennes. So,
all right. Speaking of Helping His Hands, Scott Shipman, you are Helping His Hands, basically. So
well, that's a big thing to say there, but I couldn't do what we do without all of our volunteers and help. So this,
absolutely. So tell folks about Helping His Hands.
Well, Helping His Hands Disaster Response, we do multiple things. I mean, our big thing, of course, is disaster relief. Hurricane, tornado, wildfires, floods. But locally, though, right here in our area, of course, we've got a food pantry. We have a homeless shelter for families. We've got a program called Ramping Up for Jesus, where we go out and do wheelchair ramps for folks who are not able to get in and out of their home.
Sure.
We've got a partnership with Midwest Food Bank out of Indianapolis, where they come in once a month. And other food pantries can come to us and get food to take back to their communities and help out. We have an auto ministry that helps people get their cars back on the road and things like that who can't afford to maybe have things done, you know, because of where they're at with their funding and things like that. And so that's just a little bit of a shot in the arm, I guess, about what we do. And the cool thing about the partnership here with Yoakum Dodge and everything and the whole deal with the Heap of Jeeps is not only for a day to have a lot of fun,
sure,
but we always tell folks, you know, we're always looking for volunteers,
right?
Because our every year goes by, our volunteers get older, so we're constantly needing to get new volunteers.
Absolutely.
And stuff. And then we always hope that we'll gain a few folks that not only want to volunteer but they want to support what we do, and the money that will come in from this fundraising event's going to help us with our food pantry and some local projects. Our food pantry last year fed 8,596 people.
Wow.
And if you think about that, I've been told with the population of Lawrenceville, that means we fed your community twice.
Yeah, so that's pretty
just
good.
Just kind of bring in the reality of
sure,
of
absolutely.
That. And so we're constantly trying to you know, gather food and things like that for people and stuff. So the event tomorrow is going to be a pretty cool thing because, you know, every dollar that comes in, everything that that takes place tomorrow is going to help us help people.
Okay, and of course now, yeah, you guys, you know, obviously you help people here, which is, I think, cool because we don't think disaster response, we don't think about everything that you just said, but you've also traveled to actual, you know, areas that are in need.
Yeah, in fact, we just got back. We've been in Texas since Hurricane Harvey hit. We wrapped up our work down there into March 1st of April. And before that, we were in Tennessee in the wildfire area working. In fact, we'll be returning to Tennessee this summer for a couple projects that we're doing down there to kind of wrap up some other things. And so who knows what disasters lie ahead.
Yeah.
In between, we were in North Carolina this past week, but between North Carolina and Harvey, I mean, we were just north of Lawrenceville doing doing some work for a family who had been flooded from the spring rains.
Right.
And then we were in southern Indiana doing some flood work as well. And so yeah, you just never know when that kind of stuff's gonna happen. John, I was just talking on the way over here today. You know, disasters never happen at a convenient time.
No, they don't.
It just doesn't,
doesn't happen
that way. And so we're constantly trying to be prepared and ready. You know, we've got disaster supplies that we stockpile that when disaster, we were able to take stuff in to people. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it was just kind of a constant thing going.
Okay, and of course, you have to have money to do all this. So
you do. You do. That happens, yes.
All right, so, John, let's remind folks how they can get in touch with you if they want to get some information on the festival, the Heap of Jeeps Festival, tomorrow.
Yeah, Heap of Jeeps, it starts tomorrow. We're going to be doing registration from 9 to 10 at the dealership at Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. We're going to line up there on the side road at 10 o'clock. We're going to start cruising. We're going to do a poker run. And then we're going to all meet up at Greg Park and Vincent's. After the poker run, we're going to have lunch and we're going to have awards to give out. And we have some prizes and things, too, that people have donated. And so we're going to have a good time. Hopefully the weather stays good for us and we have a nice sunny day.
And real quick, remind folks, because some folks ask me what a poker run is. What do they mean by poker run?
So, hence the word poker. The way we do it is we have five stops. So every stop, each Jeep will get a card or a playing card.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of it, when we get to our final stop, we're going to give out prizes for first, second, and third for the best poker hand.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, it's a fun thing. It makes each stop a little interesting. So.
All right. So you said registration is 9 to 10.
9 to 10 Eastern time. At Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
Okay, and Scott, real quick, if somebody's interested in helping or getting help maybe from helping his hands, how can they get a hold of you?
Several different ways. First, of course, they always can go to our website, helpinghishands.com,
mm-hmm.
and there's a volunteer form on there they can fill out. They always can stop by our place, 1107 Main Street, right there in Vincennes, across the railroad tracks from Niehaus Lumber. They can walk in there and say, hey, I'd like to learn more about volunteering or supporting. They always can follow us on social media and find things out as well through Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And, of course, if they want to call, they can always call our office and talk to Tiffany or Jennifer there. And that number is 812-494-2888.
Okay, there you go. Again, it's the third annual Heap of Jeeps Festival going on tomorrow. Again, put on by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Helping His Hand, and the Knox County Chamber of Commerce. We don't want to forget them. Again, John Yoakum, Scott Shipman joining us this morning. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you.
Thank you.